Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Good morning, and good morning to you, Miss Julie D'Emmel.
Hello, Lori. How's everything going?
Good. Everything's great. Did we say that your middle initial is Diane?
My middle initial is D, but my middle name
meant,
is not Diane.
Yeah, what
it's
is
D,
it?
As in the river D, D-E-E.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I like that because then D is D. It says just the letter D says the whole name.
It does.
I love
yes.
it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if
yes.
I ever asked you that question then. I don't know why I was thinking you were going to tell me who stands for it was Diane. So there we go.
Well, my mom's name is Diane, so that's where you got that.
That might be where I got it. Yeah,
that,
okay.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Okay.
But, and I used to use D in my byline when I was writing for the newspaper.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. I did. There is another Julie Immel in the world, and I believe she lives in the Midwest, and so sometimes I throw the D in there to distinguish myself from her.
Okay. I love it.
You see?
Mm-hmm. I see. All right. So what's going on? How is everything else? What's going on? I can tell you this, that my you won't hear from us until next week after you listen Saturday. So then Thanksgiving will happen in a couple of days after that. So I am going out for Thanksgiving for only
really?
The second time in my life that I will be outside of my home, my sister's or my mother's or my or the Foley's or at that point when I was married, you know, all these, we are going. And guess what? It is just Meyer and yours truly. It is just the two of us, believe it or not.
What a quaint, sweet, lovely Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I'm kind of, now afterwards, we're going to go visit a friend for dessert. But we are going.
Okay.
Both of my boys will not be here. One will be away, and the other one will be not, he'll come home the day after, the morning after Thanksgiving. And which at that point over that weekend, we're going as a family that we're my sister and two of her friends and my boys and Katie and Meyer and I are going to see the Irish Tenors at the Scranton Cultural Center. Cause that is the, Saturday, the, 30th that's what's happening there. So we're all going. My son, Sean, is a lover of Irish music, loves it. And for a young kid, it's kind of neat because he's always loved it. And so we're all going there over that weekend, which will be very nice. And we'll have some celebrations over the 2 days of, you know, I'll have my traditional turkey and different things, turkey breast and stuffing and all that stuff here at the house for him. But for the actual dinner, we're going to Mondano, which is a restaurant in Old Forge. And we're going to go down there, and a friend of ours is the chef, and we are going. And we will have a nice, I think we're going to go for 3 o'clock, and we're having a little celebration outside of our home with just the two of us. So it's sort of romantic in a way, isn't it?
On
a day that you're usually filled with lots and lots of people. We're switching it up and taking it to a much more calm, nothing happening in my house, no cooking's going on, none of that for that day. So it'll be a little bit different, but it'll be nice. So we're looking forward to that. What are you going
That's
to do?
Great. Well, yeah. I have never eaten in a restaurant on Thanksgiving or Christmas. So you'll have to fill us in on how how everything goes, because that would be a big change of pace. I'm used to hosting and helping to, I've never made a turkey. I thought about that the other day. I'm like, you know, I am this many years into my life. I have never actually prepared a turkey. But my mom handles all that and she does it so well. I should probably learn, but I haven't. But I don't care so much about the turkey. I'm into the stuffing and the pie, and that's what it's about. But
well,
yeah, we,
Julie,
we have everything.
Speaking of that,
yeah.
Speaking of it, does your mom do stuffing or dressing?
What is the difference?
Stuffing is when you put it inside of the turkey, and dressing is outside of the turkey.
So my answer is both, and I'm sure I should know that, but I don't. You know what? I thought it was just what people called it. I remember my grandma calling it dressing, and she had a different. She did
and
have
it
a
could
different
be.
Recipe, a different process.
A
yeah.
lot of
but so my mom
some
does
people,
both because she needs mass quantities of everything, and people will come to blows over the last portion of stuffing. I'm not kidding. It's funny.
Well,
we like
I'm sure.
this family, you know. Yeah, but she does both. So she will cook the cook some stuffing on the side, which is what I usually go for. But she also stuffs it, and
right,
she makes homemade bread, and we'll have mashed potatoes and the whole deal. And hopefully, I'll be able to make as many pies as everybody wants to, because it's not just pumpkin here. Okay, they need variety. Yeah. Yeah, pumpkin.
Well, when I've made a turkey in the past, a small one, like 11 pound turkey, but I don't do it. Even if I did, I prefer just a breast. One year, my son Tommy made a turkey roulade, which was outstanding, and that's just like rolling it like almost like a brujol, and they put the stuffing in the middle and roll it, and then bake it. That it's absolutely phenomenal because you get. I just love it. But I prefer to do the breast and not the whole bird. So I do. But I used to put it inside because that's what my mom did forever. And then I decided to stop doing that and just make an out, just do the dressing. And then what I do is when I did a whole stuffing or even when I do the breast on the bottom, I put orange and lemon and some aromatics and that's the way I do it. So it sits on and the citrus and that, and sometimes even with an onion, I will put that. So that's what, when I made the turkey, I used to fill the cavity of it with that and then put the stuffing on the side, the dressing.
That sounds good.
But either way, you can't beat dressing. And there's no better sandwich over that weekend of turkey, cranberry, and dressing on smacked in between two pieces of delicious bread. Oh God, that is so good. So
you're making
and again,
me hungry.
Of course, it has to be gluten free. But yes, yeah, so that's what we'll be doing. So we'll have lots to tell everybody about how everything came out and what it tasted like and how your pies came out and what's your favorite pie, pumpkin?
No. I am a chocolate gal. I have no use for anything else if there's something chocolate next to it. Like, everybody get out of my way. I want the chocolate.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Of course, I like all of them. Pumpkin's good. But we also often serve a butterscotch apple pie at Thanksgiving. And I like that, too. It's a little bit different than your traditional cinnamon. Which I like that too, but the butterscotch apple is kind of a hit. So we try to get that in somebody always though wants chocolate. So I try to get that done for every holiday because, you know, gotta have it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I hit the mute and I sneezed right in the phone. I apologize.
Okay.
I'm like hit the wrong button. Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. Okay, so, and where are we? Are we about time, or where are we at? Because
we're almost. We have 1 minute left, Laurie.
Okay.
Well,
talk about your choice.
Oh, that's right.
Go
that's
ahead.
Right. I did see on Facebook that Fratelli's Pizza on Providence Road is collecting for Toys for Tots through December 5th, And I think that's something that I do every year. It's a tradition in our family. So if you're out and about shopping and you see something that speaks to you for a little one in the area, maybe pick it up and go get a pizza and drop it in the collection
exactly.
box.
Their pizza's good, too. There we go.
Definitely.
Well, and also remind everybody you said about social media. You were going to tell them that, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. Because I appreciate we have so many followers who are regularly engaging with us, and they're commenting, they're liking, they're sharing, we're loving it. So if anybody out there wants to know more about the things that we talk about on the show, we post all the links and phone numbers that you need every week at the Lori Cadden Show on Facebook, and we are on Instagram now. Instagram is alive, so please look us up and check us out. We also promote who's going to be on the show a day before, so you can see what we're going to be talking about. Yeah, and
there
that's time.
All right. Well, Jewel, thank you, and we will be right back. You're going to hear from our good friend, Holly Sirachi. She is a realtor with ERA One Source Realty, and she'll be on to talk about a little bit about what's the best way to choose your realtor and to what you should know when you meet with them. So we'll be right back to speak with Holly, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Lori Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Lori Cadden Show, and I am Lori Cadden, the owner of Lori Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie DeImmel, our producer, and who does a phenomenal job, if I might say. And Julie is the owner of Julie DeImmel Communications. And, Jewel, please tell everybody what you can do for them and their business or a nonprofit.
Thanks so much, Lori. I specialize in public relations and marketing, and to learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website, juliedimmel.com.
There you go. And with us today is a lovely woman who was here 2 weeks ago representing ERA One Source Realty, is the lovely, talented, beautiful young woman by the name of Holly Sirachi, who I just love. I met her so long ago. I remember coming in and walking into the front of ERA and the office in Clark Summit, and you were standing there, Holly. And I know we talked about it, but I just thought, oh, my God, I just loved seeing your photos on the billboards, and I'm close to the Sirachis in general, so it was just you're just a delight, and we're so happy to have you back because you were here. As I said, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about so many neat things, and we're going to talk a little bit more, a very, very, very important subject, Holly. As a realtor myself who does not sell actively, I was a referring agent, but have my license for 32 years. You have yours for 21. We're with the same company, Sunita Arora, our broker, and you are a broker as well. Holly, we talked about that last time, the importance of if that's something you want to add to your the back of your some more initials to your name. It's so important, and you don't always have to be the person looking to have the office and the company. It's you have a little more knowledge because you've done more training and more schooling, and the ability to get there takes a lot of work. So we talked about that, so we'd love to say that today we're going to teach you a little bit about how to choose the best agent and who is the best agent for you and your needs and your personality, because Holly, salespeople are salespeople, and this is by and large this is a sales world, because as you just said off air, this is one of the largest investments you will ever make, is to buy a property and or sell it, and we need to pick that right person. So thanks for joining us. I know I'm long-winded on this, Hal, but you get the point. We need to know who we're dealing with, why we are, and what makes that collaboration work. So why don't you start with some of the stuff we were just talking a little bit about, because it was very insightful.
Absolutely, Lori. Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it.
Happy to have you.
There's two sides, right? Right now, the topic in the news is obviously buyer representation and, you know, different things that have changed and what have you. So I'll talk a little bit about that. And obviously being a homeowner and buying several homes myself, a lot of times you don't know where to start. And it's very, very, very important to make sure that you are with an individual that has an understanding of how things go. I'm proud to say in 21 years, I have never, not once, sold a home to someone that was foreclosed on. And to me, that's the most important thing. Make sure when I meet someone that I have a conversation with them about what their goals and aspirations are, what their, you know, their high list, their low list. And then let's talk about budget. And, you know, maybe they have kids, maybe they like to travel, depends on the situation. Because once you get them pre-approved, it's not only what they're pre-approved for, but it's also their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, if they have a family and their kids are in a lot of sports, and, you know, this one's playing ballet or this one's doing football, and all those expenses add up, or travel soccer or travel cheer, very, very expensive sports. So it's important to factor those things in when you're doing your monthly budget. And, you know, it's not just your principal, interest, tax, and insurance. It's your life. Yeah. It's your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, there's costs associated with purchasing a home. And there's a lot of work that goes into it. You know, I laugh. People think like, oh, what a great job. You just run around and show homes all day long.
Far from it, baby, right? I know.
That's one little sliver, but that's a compliment, because those that are doing that with a smile on their face, and I'm one of them, means we really love our job. And there's nothing more.
The other thing with that, Holly, is when you make things look easy, people think it is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, are you with me? So when you are good at what you do, and that's running, and that to that point of running around looking at houses, I mean, when you make it look that easy, that's what people think it is. So that's a compliment too, because it's just, you don't just like wave a magic wand. There's a ton of work involved that they don't see, including the things that you're just talking about, because Holly, we all know that the PITI is part of what we have to do to make sure you take into consideration. And then, of course, the loan and the ratio to debt and debt to income and all those things. But in that is none of those things you were just talking about, because that isn't taken into consideration when you get a loan approval. However, it becomes part of the problem when it becomes another issue that you have. So, yeah, that I never even looked at it from that standpoint until you just said that. Wow, that really, who does discuss that? Who says that? Not many people. And that's a good point. That's a real good point. So keep going. I'm sorry, but I had to jump in.
Yeah, no, not at all. I just, before the huge market collapse in, you know, third quarter of 2007, 2003, 4, 5, 6 were booming, and you had loans that were 106%, and, you know, the values were through the roof, and no doc loans, and anything and everything flew. And, you know, I would have people coming to me and say, I was approved for $500,000, and you're looking at their financials, and you're saying, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what does your lifestyle look like? And I think it's very, very important, because what if you like to travel? Again, you know, you need to make sure and be prepared, and obviously things happen. Furnace breaks, you need a new roof, you know, appliances break, what have you. So I think it's, I always say to my clients, like, you know, let's meet and we'll have a conversation and, you know, make sure that you like me and you're comfortable with me. And there's a lot of documents, the agreement of sale alone, the seller's disclosure, making sure that they're pre-approved. And then also aligning yourself with other professionals that will take care of them too. Once I give the mortgage out to certain individuals that I know are more than well qualified, I don't have to do anything. Same with the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once they I pass that on, I know they're going to be taken care of. No benefit to me other than I know my client is taken care of. And it's a smooth transaction. And that's what they'll, you know, buying, it's stressful. You know, you literally are on pause the entire time. You know, you sign a sales agreement, and then it's very, very, very important to tell your client, you know, do not spend any money. Don't go buy a home or don't go buy a car. Don't open credit cards. Don't do all these things. And if you don't have those conversations, people don't, they don't understand. They don't realize.
Well,
so there's a lot
that goes into it. Yeah, but you know, until you get that mortgage commitment, things are always, and not the pre-approval, but the actual commitment, there's so many factors there. That's why what you just said makes, you know, you don't do it because you're waiting for all those things and then getting the settlement date. Are we still, Holly, are we still at about an average of 3 months? Where if it's a pretty smooth thing, are they closing a little more quickly?
You can get, depending on the loan, you can get a conventional loan done in 30 days.
Wow. Great.
Yeah. And actually, there, I just had a VA loan close in about 40, which is unheard of.
VA? Woof.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, great.
Yep. And I was on the listing side. You know, I did not represent the buyer. And the agent said, oh, no, they're great. They'll get it done. And FHA, about 45 days. So it's really, yeah, and that's the other thing. Another conversation that is to be had with your client is, you know, people say, oh, I think I can afford this or what have you. And you say, well, what kind of loan? You know, because not every home will qualify for every loan. So that's very important as well. And you don't want them paying for the appraisal and upfront fees to find out that the home doesn't qualify for the type of loan that they're qualified for, and now they lose that money.
And Holly, have you seen, from what I last heard, the let's use FHA for example, the restrictions, and they were tough years ago. I mean, that's why so many people would shy away from it. The requirements have slightly loosened up, haven't they, through the last couple of years on FHA?
I mean, it's always been about safety. Yes and no. It really does depend on who is actually going out there and inspecting. You know, if a roof is under 3 years, you're not getting an FHA loan. It's the likelihood. I mean, obviously there's insurance companies now are saying that they want it before they'll even insure a property. That's another thing that just popped up, which is very, very important. And I think it had something to do with all the storm chasers and the insurance companies putting out so much money for new roofs and what have you. I've had it countless times where, you know, the insurance company will say, hey, if that roof is under X years, we're not going to insure it. You have to replace it.
Wow. Yeah.
And that's a new thing. New thing.
Well, so Holly, and then knowing the types of mortgages, what you're looking for, do you go over all of this then in your, when you say you get a call and it's not someone you know and someone you're familiar with and someone who, you know, you're referred to by someone or someone calls you and said, hey, I saw your billboard. I saw this. I'd love to talk to you about my property. Or someone's from the Laurie Cadden show said, hey, I heard you on. I'd be interested. Do you just do like a mental checklist about what you do to make sure you do all this? Or does it depend on who you're dealing with from the buyer side or the listing side, who's the seller side?
So if I'm on the buy side and someone just calls me out of the blue and I don't know anything about them, I have a conversation with them and ask them essentially, how much do you know? You know, have you ever had a mortgage? Have you ever bought a house? What is your current situation? Typically, people are very upfront, and they'll say, well, I don't have the best credit, but I do have a savings, or I am, you know, or whatever the situation is. And like I said, I have several individuals in the mortgage industry that I refer them to. And I say, listen, we can have a game plan. If it doesn't work initially, we'll work together and make sure either your debt is paid down, and there's certain things you could do to improve your credit or what have you to get you on the right track. Sometimes they come to me with pre-approvals, and mm-hmm. you know, I'll say, did they give you a good faith estimate of their closing cost? And right. you know, let's look at that, and maybe we could do better. So every situation is a little bit different, but mm-hmm. having that relationship and that conversation is paramount. You really want to make sure that they understand what they're in for. And then again, either they have someone in the mortgage industry or you align them with someone that will take care of them.
Yeah, and I know we're at time, but I want to ask one more question. Jewel, thanks. Jewel's always sending me notice, reminding me. But Holly, we talked a little bit before we went on air about the importance of training and that you've trained so many people in the past, and it's the personality and it's who you are. You're never going to be this. Can we talk just a little bit, even if it's another minute, just about sure. that type of getting when you have someone in to be, you know, who's just mm-hmm. joining the organization, what's the best way to look at this?
Absolutely. So, I mean, obviously, you know, you have to go to the company that you're most comfortable with and you feel would be the best environment, because as you know, taking your class and test has nothing to do with what you do on a daily basis.
Right.
So I always, you know, tell new agents that I train, listen, I will teach you the right way to do things, what to say, what not to say, how to understand the forms, make sure that you know the law. But that's why there's chocolate and vanilla ice cream, because mm-hmm. I can't be Lori can't be Holly, and that's a good thing. So they'll know right. the basic way of doing things and the proper way of doing things. But you might hate golf. I might love golf. I might love pets. You might not like pets. And those are the things that will bring us together and have a nice conversation. And, you know, someone will be drawn to a particular individual for, you know, for whatever reason. Everybody right. has their different approach on things. You know, my philosophy is when people come to an open house, they don't really want to be bothered. They want to come in, you know, you introduce yourself, you say, hey, I'm here to help you, whatever you need, but they might just want a little space. They don't know if they want to commit, mm-hmm. they want to build, they want to buy, they don't know what they want to do. I've been to open right. houses that the agent follows them around, and that might work for them perfectly. Not my style.
Not mine either.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if I walk into a store and someone's breathing down my neck, the likelihood that I walk back out is pretty high.
Yes. I'm with you, Hal. I'm coming with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So I think that, again, there's a lid for every jar. And I think that it's not just personality, but it's knowledge. And, you know, obviously there's something, this industry, there's something to learn every day. Every day.
Well, there you go. And remember that, as Holly said it. So, Holly, if anyone would like to get in touch with you to talk to them, and remember, talking is always good, too. Call and talk it out. See if it is the right time, the
Absolutely.
Right place. But always, always interested in doing that. So tell everyone how they can get in touch with you, please.
My cell phone is always best, and that's 570-885-0157. And call, text, either is perfectly fine.
And you will
or
put
email,
that up on
HollySirachi at Gmail. Yeah.
There you go. And we'll have all that info on up on the Facebook and stuff. Julie always puts that up for anyone if they'd like to do that too. So we thank you ever so much for joining us, Holly. It's always nice to hear you and Will and what you have to say, because you didn't get to where you are by not knowing what to say and the right thing. So keep all that good stuff happening, and I will see you again, hopefully. And in the meantime, everybody out there, we thank you for listening, but we're going to have a lovely guest on next, whose name is Brianne Salvo, and she is the regional branch manager at Fidelity Bank in Wilkes-Barre. And we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is our producer extraordinaire, Ms. Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And Julie, tell everybody what you do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Yay, and with us is a lovely young woman who is the retail branch manager of the Wilkes-Barre office on Franklin. Is it Franklin Street? It is, right?
Yes, Brianne? That's correct.
Yep, Franklin Street in good old Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And they're right next to the Irem Temple, which is a really cool place to be. And with us is the sweetest. Seriously, Brianne, you're the sweetest kid. I say kid, that means that it's affectionately. I use that term. You are a doll. And thank you for your kindness putting up with me and my constant. We're quizzing this young lady as she was on the phone, Julie, and then I, and then we, and then we're back and forth, and it's been. Quite an ordeal here. So thank you for putting up with us and answering all our questions and for coming on again. I know this is like your third time on, so we're happy to have you back. So, honey, let's talk a little bit or a lot of bit about what we can talk about for the holidays coming up from a banking perspective, from loans and locking in rates and all those good things. So, because rates, I'm sure, have, and I'm not 100% sure, so I shouldn't say sure. I'm not even sure where they are, if they lowered, where they're going. Tell everybody a little bit about that and what else you can do for them during the holidays.
So rates are, they did lower a little bit in the last couple of weeks, not a lot, but they're on their way down. So we are looking at a little bit of a decrease in some interest rates, but definitely not, not where we would like to see them. But we thought it would be a good time to kind of talk about some options for the holidays with shopping. We know that everybody is, spending a lot of money this time of year, so we thought it would be a good time to discuss some options for debt consolidation. Credit card debt is really high right now, so we're in the business of trying to help any client to kind of get out of that debt and options that we can provide for them to, be more financially stable.
Yeah, and it really is a time we're spending. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. And you know what also works too, Brianne, and I know I'm an ex-banker a long, long time ago, and when I was young, I started at the age of 19. So we years ago, and I know they're not as popular, but some things that can help you with that too is still the offering of a Christmas club. Those are still alive and well and living in the suburbs, right? I mean, this did
absolutely.
Not. Yeah. Do people take advantage of that, and when does it start? When do you start doing it? At any time, or is it mostly the beginning of the year or right after Christmas, October?
You can start them at any time that you'd like to. Typically, we do start in October because then we do like to have that money dispersed out by September, October, so people can start their shopping a little earlier.
Mm-hmm. And so it can be an automatic deduction, too, if that's something you were thinking of, right? That it can go right in and save up and then you get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to do that all the time, and my father, it always brings back good memories because my dad used to do it for us, and he would put some money in all year and then give us a check and say, here, you can spend it on Christmas. And it was always so nice. And then when I started at the bank, I started to do that for myself. And I remember getting that check in early October and thinking, oh, good. And then I'm like, don't look at the outfit you want. This is for Christmas. This is how it works. But it really is a nice little thing to remember. But in case you're not someone who saves, in case you're not someone who says, oh, let's put this out, or in case it's something that isn't large enough of a number that you saved to use on Christmas, what happens with people? Is it usually the beginning of the year or February maybe, Brianne, where people look at this and say, yeah, I could probably use some help with consolidating? And if that happens, do people take, like, can you do a debt consolidation for 1 year, a loan for a year, or does it have to be longer?
Yeah, you can absolutely. I mean, realistically, it's all year round. We're doing debt consolidation loans. Unfortunately, that's just kind of the environment that we're in right now, but we have seen a lot. And personally, I have seen a lot of people come in and just say that they kind of got in over their head without realizing it, and they've asked for help. You know, what can I do to kind of get out of this? And credit card rates right now, I think the average is around 20 to 25% interest rate on a credit card, which is crazy. And, you know, they ask, you know, they're just making minimum payments. They can't get ahead of it. So they're asking, what can I do to, you know, get kind of ahead on this credit card debt? So we'll look at options. We've done a lot of home equity loans with the debt consolidation option because those rates are lower. They're typically right now around like 6 to 9%. So, you know, if you have the equity in your home, you can refinance a lot of that credit card debt and make smaller payments every month. If that's what you're looking to do, you can, you know, draw that out for a longer period of time in case you need to do that. But you can absolutely do it for just a year if that's something that you'd like to do as well.
The only reason I was thinking that is if this specifically happened to you during a holiday, maybe instead of it being those higher rates, because you can get the lower rate, you could have it paid off again before you go back and spend again next Christmas.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's the only reason I was thinking of the year. But it is true that so many people do need help, and how credit card companies can charge the rates they do is just amazed. I'm amazed by that because
it's terrible.
People cannot, it's so difficult to get out from under that, and making the minimum payments is not going to get you out too quickly. So the fact that you can get these, what are your rates? Can you give a range on where your rates fall with the personal loan to do that for debt consolidation? Because that's what it's considered then, right, Brianna, is a personal loan?
We do it as a personal loan. Unfortunately, the personal loans are a little bit higher than, say, a home equity loan because they're unsecured,
right,
where a home equity loan would be secured. So those rates are a little bit lower. But even if you're looking to do a personal loan, your rate would be, I would say, somewhere between like 9 to 13 or 14%, which is still lower than the average 20-25% on a credit card. So that's still something that is an option.
And the other thing I think is worthy of talking about, Brianne, because I don't think we've ever, if we did, it was just, you know, just a skim over. Fidelity Bank offers on their website, you can go in up to, I think it's up to 25,000, isn't it, where you can apply and get an instant response on a loan. Am I wrong on that?
On the business side and apply for a loan and get instant approval on that as well. There are some caveats to that. You know, you do have to have a working relationship with Fidelity Bank, like a checking account with us. But if you did and that was an option, you can absolutely go on and do that. You can also apply for really any other type of loan through our website, a personal loan, a home equity loan, any loan that you'd like to, you can apply for.
Yeah, I think that's neat. I didn't realize that was an option. So that was really when I actually our good friend Kelly Laird and I were talking about it one day, and I'm like, really? And she told me all about it. I said, well, I guess I have to go exploring a little on that website. But we talked about that too, with several employees in the past. But again, I think it's important to note that really exploring a bank's website is really, if you have the time and you can do it, to see the options and to see what's available to you and how things work and how just what you can do as a consumer, it's amazing what you can find on that website, and that being one
Absolutely. That
I had no idea. So
there's a lot of different options.
Yeah. So what do you find, Brianne, when you're in downtown Wilkes-Barre? Do you still get a lot of foot traffic coming in at this point? Do you find more through the internet, through phone calls? How is that working? Because you said you're there about a year. So how's it going with the foot traffic and people coming in?
Now, the foot traffic isn't heavy right now. Like, we are still new, so people are still just learning that we are here. We are in more of a business-centered area versus a residential, so it's a lot of business clientele that we have coming in and out. And if you know anything about the Wilkes-Barre community, it is a very tight-knit community. So everybody really does know each other. So you'll have people just come in from the community that said, you know, they know so-and-so and they just wanted to come in and say hello. So that's very nice too.
Yeah. Do you have, are they, I know that's not a lot of residential, but do you have like any senior high-rise developments around there that you get that kind of foot traffic yet? Or is that a little bit away from, because I'm trying to picture where it is and what other buildings are there. So do you, because I know with your, just Houston, for instance, your downtown Scranton location, the financial center, yeah, there's so many right around us there in that branch that it's so easy for people who live downtown who don't, a lot of them don't have vehicles, and it's just easy for them to get there. Are there that type of living around your location as well?
Yeah, there absolutely is. There are a lot of different complexes in the area, and we have seen some people that do just walk here because they don't have any other, you know, form of transportation.
Mm-hmm. And so tell everybody else, Brianne, because I'm asking the questions here, and that I want people to understand that branch is there. It's new. What is the actual address of Franklin? What's the address, Brianne?
It is 64 North Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre.
64. So what else is happening in the retail world at Fidelity that you can enlighten all of our listening audience about?
There's a lot going on in the retail world of Fidelity right now. We do also have some credit card promotions, which does kind of link back to some debt consolidation. I believe our credit card promotion is right now 18 months no interest, which is also a great option if you do have some credit card debt to do a balance transfer. You know, 18 months without interest definitely help with some of that debt if that was an option too. So we can always look at those options. And realistically, just kind of coming into the bank and speaking with a banker and just talking through your options, we're doing a lot of financial wellness right now on the retail side. So our goal is to just educate people, you know, what are the options out there? How can we as bankers help you get into the best financial situation that, you know, you want to be in to help reach your goals? If that goal is to buy a house, if that goal is to continue your education, you know, it's on us to see what we can do to help the consumer reach that goal.
Mm-hmm. And then, Brianne, do you know how they say if you get you have a Fidelity card and you decide to transfer a balance, because that is probably the best way to do things. I mean, you're still dealing with credit cards, but if you can take the 18 months to pay it off, you're not paying any interest, which is a huge thing. So what that happens is then you really, unless you're going to include what you've additionally charged for the month, using the card for other purchases would have to be put into that, right, to your payment, because otherwise if you don't pay that off, you're being charged interest on what you spend in addition to what you've paid off with the transfer. Am I right on that?
So for that, you know, for those 18 months that no interest, even if you are spending on that card, you're not going to pay any interest until the end of that 18 months.
Oh,
so
okay. I didn't know if they did it that way.
You wouldn't be paying that interest.
All right. Well, that's good. That's a great thing to know.
Yeah.
Because I just got an email on that myself, and I thought, you know what? I should take advantage because I have a small balance, and I thought, I'm going to do that, but I use the card all the time thinking, do I have to use another card, or does it apply to that? All right. Perfect. That's great.
I've personally done it too.
There you go. Well, anytime I can take advantage of something like that, I do, because as my friend, my lovely friend, Miss Lynn Evans, who was my radio partner here for 14 years, who was a financial planner, and my other dear friend, Mary Jean Dixon, who is a longtime banker. So we all started at Third National Bank together millions of years ago. And she would always said 0% free, getting that kind of, who gets 0% interest for whatever, like take advantage of it. So it is a good thing.
Absolutely.
So there you go. It's another way. So Brianne, please tell everybody how they can get in touch with you and if they would like to talk to you about anything to do with Fidelity Bank.
Yeah, you can stop into the branch. Like I said, it's at 64 North Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre. You could stop in at any time, or you can visit our website. It's www.bankatfidelity.com. You can actually book an appointment with one of the bankers right through our website. or you can give me a call. My number is 570-299-2393, and we can schedule an appointment as well.
There you go. Well, Brianne Salvo, who is the retail branch manager at the Wilkes-Barre office on Franklin Street, we look forward to you coming back and joining us. You did a great job, honey. Keep going. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a wonderful holiday, Christmas holiday coming up. And
thank
everybody
so
flock in
too.
There and, yeah, do some good stuff at Fidelity, all you Wilkes-Barre people. Go on down and see her. So we will see
yes,
you
absolutely.
Again, honey. Thank you
thank
for coming
you so
on.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. And we will be leaving you for the weekend. So we thank you for listening as always. We'll see you next week. Be safe and please be nice. Bye.